Hmm? I wouldn't put it past him. Okay. 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 Teira Or, page Yudalid, first column, 15 lines from the top. Okay. The Alter Rebbe is explaining again what is Chachma Vatzilis. It's not actual Chachma, it's the source of Chachma. Like he gave the various different Mishalim of whatever, and through the various Yuridis, so he says like secular wisdom comes from Chachma Vatzilis. Chachma Vatzilis to Chachma of Teira, when it comes down, it becomes Chachma of Klipa. Or chesed or whatever it may be. So he says, Avaliyes Antu Chakma, and like 15 lines from the top of Yudal first column. Avaliyes Antu Chakam Hainu. I'm shocked of certain Chabba Chachma in order for Lukus to come into Chachma. In a Chachma Mamish Ma'ayin. A Chachma Mamish Ma'ayin Timotsu. Chachma comes from an ayin, meaning there's no hishtaushlis, there's no chain of worlds. From Chachma to Bina to Chesed, there's hishtaushlis. Chachma comes from the level of ayin, meaning Chachma is yesh miayin already. Therefore, that's the level of Hashem's humility. That's the tremendous descent from Elokus, which is completely infinite, to come down to create finite levels, meaning Chachma being a das, it's also limited, it's 10. Izel Lashon Atzilus. That's what the word Atzilus in Lashon HaKedesh means. The other day we said Atzilus, Chassidus says, comes from the word Eitzel. But Chassidus explains, Atzilus also comes from the word Yerida V'Hashpala, a descent, because Atzilus, Chassidus says, comes from the word Hatzala V'Hafrosha, a removal, a separation. So from one side, Atzilus is Elokus, it's Eitzel. But from the other side, it's a separation from Hashem, because higher than Atzilus, there's no number 10. It's just infinite. Where does the number 10 begin? 10 levels, which is, itself is a finite concept. Yeah, unlimited Chochmah, unlimited Bina, unlimited Das, but still, it's Chochmah, Bina, and Das. It's still limited. That hashpal me madreig zayena lahash was sats mekilu madreig b'chusa, as if it comes down in the lower level or kamei. But salti menuach, like it says by Meishe Rabbeinu. Meishe Rabbeinu says, "I will give off from the spirit." By Meishe, what happened? The Jews complain. Where's the beef? Meishe Rabbeinu comes along and says, "May I need basa? Where do I get meat from?" Right. So Hashem said to me, "You don't doubt Hashem." So Hashem tells him, get 70 elders, you will give over from your level to the 70 elders, and they'll give the meat. Tashpa will go through that. So he says, the fish amemayni basr. Meish Rabbeinu said, where am I going to get meat from? Like we learned already another maimonim, not God forbid, Meish Rabbeinu doubted Hashem's ability. But Meishe Rabbeinu says, Me'ayin li basar, meaning, Shayis Madreik, Me'ayla El Yena. Meishe Rabbeinu was such a high level. Meishe Rabbeinu was only able to give Ruchnius. Gashmius, Meishe Rabbeinu said, Me'ayin li basar. You want, Me'ayla Mon. Mon was spiritual food. But meat, Gashmius. V'hayyachal lahash, v'letzatzme v'am shachit basar Gashmius. Okay, so what's the story according to Chassidus? That Chassidus Shom, Meishe Rabbeinu doubted Elokus. Meishe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, you know that I am not the vessel, I'm not the vehicle to be Mashpia meat, because I have no connection to meat. How can I give the Jews meat if I'm the vessel? But so what did Hashem say to him? Esali Shivim Ish, get 70 elders. Shem Madrega, Chusa in a lower level than Meishe Rabbeinu. Hainu shoyim is gashim memamish. In other words, he says like this: you're not going to mamish give the gashmis el vatzalti minurach hashem lach v'samti aleihem. Right? You're going to take Hashem says Peter's she'ed ivam shabchinis shalacha. I'm going to take your level of Atzilis, Sheilamatimi, Radhi Racha, to a level below you. And once that level comes down lower, then you can have Gashmis to commit. It's like Chesed Atzilis can't create a hand. The right hand is Chesed, right? The left hand is Gvur. Right hand, Chesed Atzilis on its own cannot create a right hand. When it comes down, 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 then it can become a right hand. What does it mean, Vesamti Aleihem? She'yinika gam lehem mi madregazu. They will also have a nourishment from your level. Hashem said like this, I'm going to lower from you to them, but they will not be elevated to your level. That's not going to happen. They didn't become Meishe Rabbeinu's level. Meishe Rabbeinu lowered, paid few dollars, lowered his level of Atzilus to the 70 elders. Making the Maile Inyan Atzilus. Is therefore the same thing is understood in the level of Atzilus. Ibichinus Yerida, Liaslapshus, Ernst, Abachachma, Vachulu. Therefore, they're called Eser Tikkunim. In other words, again, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that the bottom line is 10 spheres cannot be Hashem. Hashem is infinite. When Hashem lowers himself into Atzilus, so then it becomes 10 spheres, which are Levushim, Velei Atzmi, it's not the essence. When Mikoma came Ein, and Levushim, Mamish, they're not Levushim, that cover and conceal the body. Mishum the Ichot Eyuv Gamer Echad, and on the other hand, the Biyah. And this is the difference, so to speak, between clothing and jewelry. Clothing covers the body. Jewelry doesn't cover the body, it adorns the body. So the 10 levels of Atzilus are not, they're called Tikkunim, meaning they besides Lubushim, they also mean Tachshitim. Atzilus. Yeah, it's not, it's still, even jewelry is still lower than person. It does cover something that it doesn't, you know, you could see, still see the person. But when Elokus comes into Atzilus, and that's why it's, see, the 10 spheres are not Elokus, because Elokus is a way above the number 10, it's infinite. It's above infinite, above finite. So when Hashem lowers himself into the 10 levels of Atzilus, so yes, it's called Hatzalah V'Afarsha, removal from Hashem, but at the same time, it's Eitzel. So therefore, it's like this. What are the 10 levels of Atzilus, the Alter Rebbe says? The 10 levels of Atzilus are Hashem lowering himself from complete infinite into the number 10. So he comes into Chachma. Chachma is unlimited, though, infinite. Bina, Chesed, Gvur, Tevet, it's unlimited Chesed Gvur Tiferes. What is the limitation that it's 10 and not infinite? But that level of 10 is still Elokus. Iyav Chayachad, Iyav Gamayachad. In Atzilus, the Ord and the Keli is all Elokus. It's not Yeshmiyayim. Bria becomes Yeshmiyayim. Over there, they become real garments that block. That then they become garments that block. But in Atzilus, yeah, it's a limitation. It's jewelry. But it doesn't cover. It's still Elokus. So now he says, okay, new paragraph. Bezel. Shmik automatically foggers. Bezel, Antu Chavale Bechushben. That's what we say in Pasuch Le'el. You are one, not in the... So therefore, the Alter Rebbe explained before one more point. That Chochmah of Atzilus is not real Chochmah, because it's infinite. But it's the source that Chochmah of Bria and Bina and, you know, Bina and Chesed and all that. The Koy al Kesed Elyon. Therefore, what does it mean? It goes on the level of Kesed Hamamut the Bina Maitzel and Atzolot. Therefore, when it says like this, Antul Chad V'lei B'chushvan in Atzilus, let me just keep this up. In Atzilus, let's try this. In Atzilus, it's still Cheshbon. It's a number of 10. When it says Antu Chad V'lei B'chushbon, that refers to the level of Keser, which is higher than Atzilus. It's not the number 10. And he says, Kiesavus, Hachochma mei kesed. The way Chochma is created from kesed. Hume ayin mamish, and it's mamish from ayin, v'loi kesed ishtalshus. Not like the chain of the worlds. Shem b'chinis esavus, yesh miyesh. Unlike the world, which is created yesh miyesh ishtalshus, right? Ilav olo cause and effect. So over there, you have level to level. But the Chochma comes from kesed in the level of yesh miyayin. Now he says like this. Just like he explained until now, there's Keser of Atzilis, which is higher than Atzilis. Then it comes into the Cheshbon of the 10 spheres of Atzilis. Now the Alter Rebbe explained what it says in Kabbalah and all over Chassidus. In between each world, there's also a level of Keser. In between Atzilis and Bria, there's a level of Kesed. Just like Chochma of Atzilus comes from Kesed above the crown, above Atzilus, the same thing in every world, and he's going to explain Malchus d'Atzilus, because it goes into Biyah, right? It goes, Malchus goes into Chochma and so on. So Malchus d'Atzilus becomes the crown of Bria. Malchus of Bria becomes the crown of Yetzira, and Yetzira becomes the crown of Asiya. Why? So it's explained like this. In a link, okay? So how does it go? Chochma to Bina, link, right? It's Tauschus, it's a chain. So now you have every level going into the next level. Now, when you have a link, every link has two parts to it. There's a part, the higher part of the link is connected to the top link, right? It's in this one. And then the next one is the lower one. So every link which connects higher and lower has part of higher and part of lower to it. Now, if Malchus d'Atzilus connects Bria t'Atzilus, so Malchus d'Atzilus has a part in it which is Atzilus, and part of it which comes down higher than Chochma. It's not Chochma of Bria, it's Malchus of Atzilus. But that becomes the crown for the world of Bria. And then you create Chochma of Bria, and then in each world the same way. So he says, Ki Malchus d'Atzilus nasi kesed d'Bria. O Malchus d'Bria becomes kesed the Yetzira. So what's the difference, though, between Chochma of Atzilus from Keser versus Chochma Bria from Keser of Malchus? So he says, Achahefesh ben kesed Atzilus se kesed shebechol ha'ilim is Hisavas Atzilus is Ayidei Tzimtzim Orei Tzot. It's for Tzimtzim. Because higher than Atzilus, like we said, it's totally infinite. For the infinite to become 10, it's a Tzimtzum. But once Atzilus, you already have 10. It's just a lower level. So it's not the same level of Tzimtzum that there is between Atzilus and Bria. Li'eis mokim pani v'cholo mamsh. Because higher than Atzilus, the Atzilus has to be what's called mokim pani v'cholo. I'll explain in a second. V'savis biyah is to parse a mafik ben Atzilus and Bria, ben Bria yitzir v'lein mokim pani. Mean like this. We know, you know what? Nobody come within 6 feet of me. I can't do it. It says in Arizal, Shalom B'tzeni, at the beginning of Arizal, yeah, it's a famous expression. The Chassid has always been there. Shalom B'tzeni is Baruch. To create Livre Elimis, when Hashem decided to create worlds, godliness permeated everything. And it was impossible, there was no room for worlds to exist because there was only the infinite revelation of godliness. Okay? Worlds couldn't exist. So what did Hashem do? Silik atmi kaviyochal al atzad. Hashem removed himself and then he re-revealed the level of Kav. Okay? That is what it says in Neitz Chaim. Which means as follows. And this is the whole question, Tzimtzum Kepshutei, Tzimtzum not Kepshutei. But the way the Alter Rebbe learns, even though they say the Rebbe once said at a table upstairs by Yom Tiv, the Rebbe once said, without the Alter Rebbe, we would also have learned Tzimtzum Kepshutei.
I don't know what, if he said it, what it means, whatever. But okay, so it sounds like this. Give a marshal. You have a super brilliant genius. Okay? Super brilliant genius. Wants to teach little kids. Now, in his infinite mind, there's no little kids teaching. It's way above him. He can't lower himself. He can't lower himself to that level. You're going to cut it in half, it's still... So let's call it infinite. You're going to cut into a quarter, it's still... It's not shaykh to teach the kids. It's a completely different realm. So in order to teach the kids, what does the kid, what does the teacher need to do? So to speak, he needs to forget everything he knows. It doesn't mean mamish, you're brainless. He pashut has to put away all his intellect aside.
Disengage himself.
Disengage himself, good. And then re-reveal, now that there's nothing there, to re-reveal this level of limited knowledge for the kids. Otherwise, he can't teach the kids. He can open up his mouth. It can't be.
What happened to the knowledge?
So it's not Chas v'Shalom, he forgot the knowledge. He just disengages it from it. He puts it off to the side. Meaning right now, he doesn't have that knowledge. Doesn't mean it's gone. Okay, a second lady can bring it back. Okay, what happened? So what does it mean, silakat mechatsu? Not that God forbid Hashem removed it. There's no place to remove it to. Okay? What Hashem did, Chassidus explains, is remove the infinite level. Meaning like this. Hashem has the ability. Just as Hashem could create limitation, Hashem could create unlimited. So now, Hashem has unlimited ability and limited ability. Hashem has both, obviously. Because he's above both. But therefore, he can create limited, he can create unlimited. But when unlimited is revealed, he can't create limited. So what did Hashem do? Hashem just removed the revelation of the infinite. In other words, the teacher doesn't forget what he learned. He doesn't reveal that infinite knowledge of his. He puts it off to the side. And it doesn't mean he, God forbid, left it. It doesn't exist anymore. He removed it to the side. Right? That means he's not revealing. But once that infinite knowledge of the teacher, of the genius is revealed, there's no way he can limit himself. So what he does is, he puts it to the side. He doesn't reveal it. Once it's not revealed, then he could go do it. In other words, one second. It's similar to what the Gemara says, that Rab Zeira first lived in Babel, and then he went up to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So the Gemara says he fasted 40 fasts, or another version is 100 fasts. He should forget Talmud Bavli. He should forget Talmud Bavli. Yeah? Why? Because Talmud Bavli would be in the way of Talmud Yerushalmi. So the question for Ket, if anything, knowledge should help you. Knowledge should help. A little knowledge would help for more knowledge. Why did he want to forget the learning of Bavli? Doesn't make sense. Think about it, this doesn't make sense. So Chassidus explains, over there it does make sense. Because it was a different style of learning. Yerushalmi and Bavli were completely different styles of learning. To the extent that Bavli's style of learning gets in the way of Yerushalmi. And therefore, because it's a different style of learning, it doesn't help, but it gets in the way. And you know, I really never understood this until recent years, and I understand it very well. I mentioned this many times. Us out there, you know what? We don't get the computer stuff, so the new stuff. Yeah? The little kids, yeah, if you need something done, you're not your kids, your grandkids, because they're more up to date. Okay? Now, the old guys just don't get it. Now, the question is, what does that mean? They're stupider? Probably true. But officially, no. Because when we grew up, our brains are programmed a certain way. We are programmed to think a certain way. This new technological way is completely different. It contradicts the way we thought. kids that are not programmed yet, I don't even use the word brainless, but they're not formed in a certain way of thinking, so for them it's no difference this way or this way.
They're not trained.
But by us, the knowledge that we have gets in the way. The way our brains are programmed gets in the way. The same thing he says, at Chochmah v'Atzilus, coming from Kesed, over there it's a real Kesed, a real Ayin, completely infinite. Therefore, to create from complete infinite 10, there had to be like this removal of the infinite, because infinite can't create 10. But once you come in Atzilus, from Atzilus to Bria, Bria to Yetzirah, where it already exists, then it's not a removal, it's a curtain. Because it's the same level, less. Yes. Who?
Zeta was the only one in history who forgot more, in order to learn something else. No one else did that.
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't say anybody else did it. Yes, but a lot of people went from Bavel to Eretz Yisroel. Not if it's a completely different. It helps if it's in the same style of thinking.
So everyone should forget what they learned.
Oh, trust me, we forget it anyway. We don't have to fast.
The other Tanai didn't do that.
First of all, you don't know. It only says about him. Why him and not the others that went from Bavel to Eretz Yisroel? I don't know. A bunch of guys went from Bavel to Eretz Yisroel. That's what he says. And the Bia from Bria to Yetzirah Tasiya, that's the level of Parsa Mafsik Ben Atzilus to Bria, or Ben Bria Yetzirah, but not a Makom Poni. All it is between Atzilus and Bria is the curtain that covers the light. Yes, it's a different type of a light, but you didn't remove the light. Because it's a different change. It's a much vaster difference between higher than Atzilus to Atzilus, between no concept of world to world, rather than from world to world. Great Atzilus is greater than Bria. But it's so... What? Yeah, because that's the only language we understand.
Pardon?
It's the only language we understand. But you're talking spiritual.
But there's mutation or
when somebody has a deep head, you ever hear that expression? Yeah. How deep is it? 10 feet, 20 feet? Somebody has a big heart.
No, but here.
What does it mean?
I understand.
It is. Okay, it's different.
But here they are talking about as if it's one.
Because that's the only.
Space for both, as if there is.
Because that's how we define it. Revelation space. Of Alokus we call Or, light. It's not light. Light is physical. Okay. So he says, so now what's the difference between Parsa and Makom Ponui? They're from Keser Tatzilus is Makom Ponui. And from Atzilus to Bria to Yetzirah is Parsa. So he says, Vehefesh bring Parsa to Makom Ponui, Yuvim behegdim, Inyan Tzimtzum be'erein Tov. To understand first, what is this concept of Tzimtzum by Elokus? Kinei erein Tov. What is Elokus mean revelation? Hainugi or vigilu lias eze is bashtis visavis mokir v'chayis erin tzav shabbat smusim. What is the level concept of or? Or means revealing something that you have from the essence. Hainubchina zu shiyesh ba'or lias meir umispachin visavis l'achis. So what is the concept of or? You have a battery, okay? You have a battery, like we said. That is a source of power. Now, what can this power do? Whatever. You put it into a flashlight, it makes the light go on. You may put it into a toy, it makes the toy talk or move. You put it into this, and the radio makes the radio do whatever. So, now, when you put the battery in, so the battery itself is power. It's not defined in any particular way.
Some energy.
Okay, so now when you put it into this toy and you connect it, So then the way it goes is now the battery is being revealed its power to function, make a light, to make a talk, or move, or whatever it may be. Before Hashem created the world, like it says, Hayahu Shmei Bovat, only Elokus existed. Hainu Ain't Zavatmi. And what does it mean? Vashmei is Eid Ain't Zav Shibat Musay. The name is the way it is in the essence. I'll explain in a second. Shirabchina Shmei, Shibachina Sagilui. It's the revelation, but it doesn't reveal it. In other words, like this. There's name and there's light, odd. Now, when I call you and you turn to me, so that name reveals who you are, reveals you from the rest of the crowd. Yeah? Odd also reveals the source. You have this light, you see what this type of light is. You look at outside, you see it's sunlight. So even though I don't see the sun, but going outside, I know that's sunlight. How do I know it's sunlight? I can't see the sun. Because this light reveals what the source is. Name also reveals the person. Because when I identify you from a group and I call you, you come. So then you're also identified. But the difference is, my name doesn't reveal who I am. And my awe does. So when so Shmai is a revelation, but it's a revelation within me, not to you.
But the or also.
So one second. When it says, when Hashem created the world, Hayahu Ushmei Bilvad, it means only existed was Hashem in his name. That refers to the revelation about the way it's still not revealed to the world. From the name, it doesn't reveal who you are. Or created the world.
It's not removed here.
It's not removed. It's still within you. My name... The purpose of my name is as a source of a revelation. Is a source of revelation. But it's still within me. It's not, you don't know who I am from my name. I could be this, I could be that. From my actions, maybe reveals more who I am. If I'm a nice guy or a mean guy or whatever, then you're smart or stupid or whatever it is. That reveals the person. But Hayu Shmei Bilvad means it was only Elokus. V'Shmei Hu Ein Sof. V'Shmei Hu Ein Sof Shibatzmus Hainu Rabchina Shmei, which is the Gilui Masha Yochali is Mizgalu Mizpashit. And then you have the second level, what could be revealed like Ziv HaShemesh Mi HaShemesh, the ray of the sun from the sun. Shaziv Hu Ha'ar Sheyesh BaShemesh L'Hoyer Al-Oretz, that the sun has within it to reveal itself. Vashemesh atzmei hainuguf Hashemesh, hine erde yetzim Hashemesh is called or. Meaning like this, one second. Like Dalter Rebbe says in Sheikh Adum, like it says in Sheikh Vemunah, if the sun could shine 93 million miles away, that or definitely exists within the sun. That light exists within the sun. But in the sun, it's only sun. It's not light. When does light become light? When it leaves the sun. The light of the sun within the sun is sun. It's there. It's the revelation, but it's the revelation of the sun within the sun. It didn't go anywhere. That's what Shmai is. Shmai is that level of Alukuz, the way it's still Hayahu Shmai Bulvad. There was no revelation of godliness yet. It was only the revelation, the ability of Hashem to reveal, but it didn't go anywhere yet. That's the level of Shmai. Okay. You know, Amit Hashem, even that, we're going to finish this maimed. This is such a fundamental maimed.